Now, Hu Yom, it happened once that Reish Yachev, it was Rosh Chodesh. The Yichlef law, then Mole Lechoser, but they made a mistake between a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Choser. Rashi says, Savru, they thought Hoysor Shi Achodesh Choser. It was an extra day to the month. For cover be Yom Lamed. And they made Rosh Chodesh on Yom Lamed. For Layipo be Yom Achodesh Aponov. For Yom Mole, and really the Chodesh was Mole. For Nikvad Yom Shleshim Vyechod. For Nizer Oboy be Yom Lamed, but not Laponov. And therefore he held he was supposed to say Tachnun then. So they didn't watch him that day. And he could the army some say, Osa Einai. Some say a little different case was that Osi Oni Vikoya Baba, a poor man once knocked at the door, Afikala Rifta, and she took out bread to feed him. And when she came back, Ashkatay the Nofla Lape. When she came back she saw her husband Rebelezer was saying Tachnun, fell on his face. Ormalesh, she said right away, if so, Kum, get up. Like your brother died. Now that my brother died. Now she knew right away that his tefillah would make it, that her husband, her blessed, would die, her Rabbi Gamliel would die. Adoch, in the meantime, Nofik Shippur and the Beis Gamliel came out the news from Rabbi Gamliel's house to Shochet that Itaka died. Omalo. So now, Rabbi Lezer asked his wife, Minoya Das, how did you know this? Omalo, so she said, Kach Mekoblanim the Beis Abi Abba. This is what I accepted from my father's house. That Kol HaShorim Ninalu. All the doors upstairs are closed. Chutz Mishari Yano, only the door of people that were affected, that had a no, that were oppressed on this world. See, you, Reb Lezer, was oppressed because of Reb Gamliel. He put you into Nidui, so I know that your tefillah is going to help in Shemayim, that he's going to die. So that's how I knew that my brother died. Tanur Rabbanan learned like this. Hamanes Ager, somebody oppresses, says bad things to a ger, over b'shloish lavim, it's over three lavim. The Alechit Soy, you oppress him, or manamit, you say bad things about him. The Alechit Soy, you work hard with him, oiva bishnaim, you're over two lavs. Maishna for the Gemara Miyanoa, why do you say Anoa is three? The Chsev is Shleisha, lavin, it says three lavin. The Ger loy soyno, vichi yoga, itcha ger biatzchem, loy toyno loy soy, for loy soyno ish esam isoy. The Ger bechalam isoyu, ger is also bechalam isoy. That's the three lavin. It says, Loichit Sanami Shleisha Ksive. Loichit Soy, not to oppress him, also says three times. It says, V'loi tzuchatzenu, the ger loi tilchaitz, V'loi tiyo loi kenoisoi. The ger b'chlalhu, ger is b'chlal that. So there should be three laws, not to act mean to him. Ela rather, echad zev, echad zev, b'shloisha, true. Whether you talk bad to him, or whether you make him work, you do mean things to him, you're over three laws him. Tony will under blaza god loimim, of neymai zero Torah, p'lamet vav mekoimus. How come the Torah says in 36 places? V'yamrlon some say b'mem vav mekoimus, in 46 places. The ger, not to hurt a ger. Torah talks about it 46 places. Mishum, mifnei shesura ra, because you have to be afraid if you say bad things to a ger, he'll turn right back to become bad. So if was very careful, you have to be very careful not to say anything bad or to hurt a ger. Because by doing something bad to him, you may cause him to become a rusher again. Now, my said, what's supposed to say? The ger lo yisoyin lo yisoyin lo yisoyin lo yisoyin lo yisoyin lo yisoyin lo yisoyin. So Tanini, we learned, Rabbi Nosson Noemer, Mum Shevoch, your own Mum, something is wrong with you, Al Temel HaVercho, don't say it over to your friend. Final the Yamrinch, that's what people say, the Zokav Leitzkifa Bidyuske, Leinem Lelechavre, Zokav Vinte. If somebody was hung in the family, the Zokav Leitzkifa Bidyute, in your family somebody was hung, Leinem Lishnat Saitim, Lechavre to the friend, Zokav Vinte, like a fish was hung up. Because any time you mention anything about hanging, you remind him that somebody in his family was hung. So you're not supposed to say these things to him to make him feel bad. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ein marvin peiris a peiris. If you sell fruits to somebody, Rashi says, Balabayas, Shoyma peiris saw the plan in the Mechlecho. A Balabas says, listen, I'll sell you my apples from this field. And kaf lakaf soyin, I have 50 saws of peiris, I'll sell to you. So Lachar is, lo yaven of a peiris saw the peiris. You're not allowed to mix up now fruits from other peiris. In other words, you're not allowed to gyp the person. If you told him, I'll sell you 50 bushels of apples from this field, you have to do what you said and give him these 50 bushels. And you can't mix in other peiris. Afilu chadoshim chadoshim. Even if the other peiris are also the new crop. The Yain Tzoch Leiman, for sure you can't. Chadoshim b'yishonim. If you said you'll give him old crop, for sure then you can't move in, mix in new crop. Because the old crop is better. Rashi says, "Shai Yishronim Yevashin V'Yosim Kemach Yosim Min Chadoshim." Like by wheat, so the dried out wheat is better than the fresh wheat. So the guy says, "I want to buy old wheat for sure you can't mix in some fresh wheat, it's not as good. Now the Yemes Omer really was said the Yayin Hetiru Lariv Koshabrach. When you sell wine, you're allowed to sell hard wine and mix in Koshabrach, hard wine into soft wine. What does that mean? Rashi says that Mirsha says, Mivnei Shumashbichoi, because it only makes the wine better. Rashi says, Kosho Mashbiach Esarach. If you have hard, because it means strong wine, Esonio Mashbiach makes the softer, the wine that's not so strong, better. The figure, therefore, Posak Imoi Rach. If I made up, I'll sell you soft wine. Marav Bekosho, I'm allowed to mix in some strong wine, because it only makes the wine better. For Dafka Katani, only the way it says it, Kosho Brach, you can mix in strong wine into softer wine. But not the opposite way. For loy rach bekosher, not soft wine into hard wine. Yeah, because that only ruins it. So that's the Emes Omer, really, what says the Mishnah says, that the yain, if you sell wine, hetiru larav kosher barach. If neishu mashbricha makes it better. Now, ein marvin shomre yayin biyayin. And now let him mix in the sediments of the wine into wine. Rashi says, the Gemara will explain exactly what are we talking about. Avonoisin le shomarav. But I'm allowed to sell you, give you the shmar of the sediments of this wine itself. Then the Mara says you can't take other shmar from different wine and mix into this wine that you're selling. But the shmar of this wine itself, you're allowed to give it to him when you sell him. That's part of the wine. Mishin is arif mayin b'yenoi. If some water got mixed up into your wine, is lo yimachrenu b'chanus. You're not allowed to sell this in your chanus. Pruta pruta. You can't sell it b'chanus, a little bit at a time. Elim came hoidi, unless you tell the people, notify the people. Like you can't sell it at the price of real strong wine, and really some water was added into it. Unless you notify the people that this is diluted wine. For lo the tanger, the same thing, you can't sell this diluted wine now to the seller, to a wholesale man. Afo pi shardiyo, even though you notify him and tell him that. She'en melo l'rama is boy. Because when he sells it to other people, he won't notify them. He's only going to gyp the other people. So therefore, you're like Messiah, so you can't sell it to a tagar, diluted wine, even though you tell him he added water. Because it doesn't help, he'll sell it on to the next person, and not telling him it was diluted. Mokim shenogu lahatu mayim v'yayin, a place that the minig is, they put water into the wine, yatiru, then you're allowed to. Because when some person buys the wine, he knows he's buying wine that's already diluted. That's the minig hamokim. Rashi says, the Chivon Shinogu, ain't come toys, there's no mistake over here. Shekol Hayen is Becheskas Kain. Any wine you buy is Becheskas, that it's diluted. So therefore, there's no problem, you're fooling the person, jipping him, you're allowed to dilute, put water into your wine. Ha Tagor, Noito Mehe Gronois, Vinoisin Latoich Megurachas. A Tagor, the middleman, the wholesale man, he's allowed to buy like from five different Gronois. And put it all into one silo, into one pack. Everybody knows that the wholesale man did not grow the wheat himself. And everybody knows he buys it from different people. So therefore, even though he bought it from five different fields, he's allowed to mix them all together. Because whoever buys it off a middleman knows that it's made from different people. He can make it from the five different wine factories. Put it into one place. Rashi Megura means Oitze Shoygrim by Tfuah. No, not Afka wine. Also, a place where they store the Tfuah, the wine, the wheat. I mean, Oitze Shoygrim by Tfuah. Gurin u Shadoshin v'Zorin by Tfuah. Gurin is the place where they dash, where they thresh it. Yeah. So the same thing, you're allowed to take them from five different places and put it into one place. Or Bavad Shloye Mischavin Larif, but you're not being Mischavin to mix it up. Rashi says Olohitzi Koil Liknay Saroiv. Mimokim Mishubach, Laru boy Mimokim Macha, or Shrein of Surim, Shakola Peris Mesimokim. The Kavona, like you can't like go around saying, I have the best Peris here. I have the Tfuah grown from the best fields. And then you yourself will go and mix in other Tfuah into this bunch. That you can't do. That's called you dripping them. Now that's the kid to this Mishnah, like the Isa of Noah. And now that drip fooled the other people. That's also called fooling them. That you tell them you're selling them the best. And you mix in other stuff that's not so good, that's awesome. Tana Rabban, learn like this. Ain't Sach, let me also tell me again, the beginning of the Mishnah was, that you're not allowed to be Marvin Paris me Paris. If I tell people I'm selling you apples from this field, or wheat from this field, I can't mix in wheat from another field. Now, Tomer Rabbanan. V'yein, so you have to tell me, Chadoshes Miyarbam, if the new crop is only like 4 saws to the dollar, V'yishonas, but the old crop, Misholesh, is 3 saws to the dollar, so the old crop is worth much more. Of course, V'yein Marvin, if I tell you I'm selling you from the old crop, I can't mix in some new crop, because it's worth much less. Ella, but the Chiddush is, Afilu Chadoshes Misholesh, even if the new crop is worth more, 3 saws, 3 pounds is a dollar. For Yeshanas and the old crop, Me'arba is 4 pounds to the dollar. So the old crop is cheaper. Still ain't Marvin. If I tell you I'm selling you the old crop, you're not allowed to mix in from the new crop. Ain't Marvin. But they showed them right to the Yashnam, the person has not to make it the Yashnam. He knows what he wants. Rashid Mavnesha Ilu Dimeyev Shechadoshois. Ain't with Neshe and Tovis, not because it's as good as the Yishonis, and because usually a person wants to let it, use it, let store it away. That's why he pays a lot of money for the new crop, because he wants to store it away. But really, the old crop is better right now. So if somebody says he wants to buy old crop, he means because he wants to use it right now. If you want to use it right now, the old crop is better than the new crop. Therefore, you have no right to mix in the new crop. The Yemes Summer really was said in the Mishnah that the yain, if you're selling wine, Hatiru Larav Koshabrach, you're allowed to mix in some strong wine into the softer wine. But they should mashbichi making it better. Omer Reb Loza, Oda, Omru, is said like this, that Kol B'yemes Omru, whenever the Mishnah says Loshen of, B'yemes Omru really was said, Halochi, it means to say that's really the Halacha. B'yemes Omru, that's a shtaka Loshen, like saying, that's the Halacha is this way. Omer Reb Nachman said, Obey Nagit Shonu, this was said when we're down by the press, pressing the wine, that's where you're allowed to mix in kosher barach. Rashi says the mashpicha, because there the new fresh wine, if you add strong wine, it makes it better. Shetoysa zem zed, ferments one with the other. Fenasim tam mechel, it makes like comes into one taste. Avol yachar agitis, after you made the wine already, that the time the rech went in, then if you mix in wine, it's no good. So when do we say you can mix in the wine? That's only right away at the beginning. The Yidna, but now, the Komarvish Leiben Hagitus, that people mix up wines even after it was made. Amra Papa, the Yadi, people know about it. The Komachli and the Meichel. Therefore, you're allowed to do it. People know that they mix in wines even after it was fermented already. So therefore, people are Meichel. Rav Acha, Bred Ravika Omar, Homani Ravachi, goes contra Ravacha. Tetani learned Rabacha Mate Bedovra Nitim. Rabacha is Mate Bedovra Nitim. Rashi says, Bedovra Nitim, Shodim Toyim Koidim Shalokoi. If somebody tastes it before he buys it, the Yochola Havchin, Shenisarabah, and people could tell it was mixed in or not, so then you allow him to mix it up. Because you can't fool the people. Because if you sell them something that the people taste it before they buy it, so when the guy's going to taste it, he's going to know what was put in here. So therefore, you're allowed to mix it up before, because you're not fooling the guy. The guy for sure will taste it and realize what's here, and will only buy it if he wants it. Then the Mishnah says, if he ain't Marvin, Shemri Yain B'Yain, you can't mix in the sediments from the wine into the wine. But you're allowed to give him the sediments itself. Fred the Gemara, what's going on here? If I'm with Reisha, said in the Reisha, ain't Marvin Klal, you can't mix it at all. Mashma, if I sell you wine, it has to be pure wine. And then it says, no, I could give you the sediments. So what's going on? Maybe you tell me, my noisim la yeshmorav. What does it mean to say you give the sediments? To call moidelei, that you have to admit to him that if you did it, you have to admit that you did it. Then you have to tell him. To call moidelei means you have to notify him. Hamidik Tani Sefer Sintesefer says loyim mechrena bechnus. You're not allowed to sell it in the store. Elim came medi unless you notify the people. For loyel tagun, you can't sell it to the wholesale man. Afal pisha medi, even though you notify him. That's the sefer. So the sefer talks about you have to notify them. Mechalas approved the ration. Our first mission here. Afagav the loy medi loy. Even though you don't know notify him, still you're allowed to mix the shmarv into the wine. So if you sell somebody wine, you're allowed to mix the sediments into the wine. So it's a stira. First we say you can't, and then we say you could. Samar says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hochit Komar. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Ein mi arvin shmorim shel emesh b'shel yoyim.
V'loy shel yoyim b'shel emesh. You can't mix in yesterday's sediments in today's wine. Avu noisin li a shmoriv. But you're allowed to put in today's shmorim that you're allowed to. And Tanya Nam Yochav, we learn like this also. That Yabu Duaymer, Hashay for Yaron Chaver, somebody sells wine to his friend. Harezel Le Yariv Shel Emosh B'Shel Yoyim. You should not mix in yesterday's wine with today's wine. For Loi Shel Yoyim, not today's wine, B'Shel Emosh with yesterday's. Because you can't put the sediments of yesterday into today's wine. Avomaro Shel Emosh B'Shel Emosh. But yesterday's wine, you could put in its sediments. B'Shel Yoyim B'Shel Yoyim. And today's, you could also put in today's. So that's Pshan the Bright said that if you sell the wine that you made today, this wine itself, you're allowed to put its pits and shells into the wine. Then the Mishnah said, Mishnah Sarav Mayim Bien, if somebody added water into his wine, Harezili Mechreno Bechanos, you can't sell it in the store. El Imke Medi, unless you tell the people that it's diluted wine. Rava Aisile Chamra Mechanusa, Rava bought wine from the store, Mosgei, and he put water into it, Tarm, and he tasted it. They have a boss and he didn't like it, didn't taste so good. Shardu Lechanutsu to send it back to the store. So Omalei Abaya said back to Rava, V'anam Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, V'loy Letagar, you're not allowed to sell diluted wine to a wholesaler. Afa Pishardi, even though you tell him, because he may sell it to people thinking that it's pure wine. Omalei, so Rava said back, no, Mizgodidi made the idea. Everybody knows that when I have wine, I dilute it. So whoever bought it now knows it's diluted wine. So Mar said to the Chitame, maybe you'll ask, maybe the storekeeper will add a little bit more wine, pure wine into it, and sell it to Teres pure wine. Simken, he said back, Ein Ladova says there's no end. If you're afraid of this, there's no end to it. What you'll be afraid of?
Storekeeper will fool people. So the kid said, when Rava took his wine and he diluted it, everybody knows that. That's the way Rava used to drink his wine. Therefore, it's okay for Rava to give this wine back to the storekeeper to sell it. Rashi says, Mizga didi mediadiya. Shani naisu by my mom. Everybody knows I put a lot of water into my wine. Yes, so therefore, if he gives it back to the storekeeper, it's okay. Everybody knows it's diluted wine now. Fayat then says, Mokim shinogu lahato mayim biyang natilo. If the places, the minig is, they used to put water into the wine, so you're allowed to. Tony, we learned, lomachza, it depends what the minig was. If half was water, you're allowed to put half water. Lashlish, if only a third is water, you're allowed to put only a third. Or the Revi'i, if only a quarter is water, that's how much you're allowed to put in. Like Rashi says, Kol Kimin Gamedina, Yitomayim Machsa Machtim and Shlish Shlish. How much water they put into the wine of that Medina, that Mokum, that's how much water you're allowed to put in. And Amar Rav, Rav says, Benagita Shano. This is only said when could you add the water again? Only when the wine is fresh, when it's by the press. Fresh wine, then adding water won't ruin it. But if you let it ferment the way it is, and then later you add water into it, that's going to ruin the wine. Therefore, you can only add wine right away when you first make the wine. Ben Hagitzos Shana. Now the Mishnah says, Rav Yudu Aymer, La Yechla Kachen V'ni, Kloyes V'ya Goizen Mutin Oikos. If you open up your own grocery store and you want to get customers, so if Yudu says you're not allowed to give the kids nuts and Kloyes, today will be candies. You can't give them roasted wheats. Mutin Oikos, Mavneishu Magivim Lov Yesloi. You're causing them to come to the store. So it's like you're taking away business from the other store, so you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cause them to take them and get them away. The Chum say it's mutter. The Imam is your sorrow. The Chum say, let the other ones do it also. That's what we're asking. Fight of law. Yivchah says Hashar. One storekeeper is not allowed to lower his price. He's not allowed to lower the price over the other storekeepers. He has to leave it by the general price. Because again, it's going to cause people taking away business from other people. Everybody will come to him. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. Zochel Atoiv, very good. The mouth is good for you. You make it cheaper for people. People start coming to you. Let the other storekeepers also lower the price. It's good what you're doing. Vaita lo yovar es agrisin divrei abishoyel. If you're selling these beans, you're not allowed to pure clean out the top beans. All right, turn over. Rashi says, grisin means pulling. Gerusas berechayim achas hashtayim. You like grind up the beans. So la yivras apsolus. Bevnei shemeterch sheniras yofes umal al demeyim harbei midmei apsolus shenotam hem. That since you take away the psolus, you make it look beautiful. You're going to charge much more money than it's really worth. So la yivras agrisim dibri abashol. And now let us clean out the beans before you sell them. Vachom matim vachom say no. If you clean them out, it's okay. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Umoydim they agree. Shela yivor miyal pi magura. You should not only clean out the top beans. Greg Shmack, you have a whole barrel of beans there. So the bottom beans you leave schmutzig and dirty. You only clean out the top beans of the barrel. You tell everybody, I have a beautiful barrel full of beans there. It's worth $50. Really, it's only worth $10. Because all the bottom beans are dirty. So you're not allowed to just clean out the top beans. That's called you're fooling the person. That's a toyus. You're fooling the person. As Gnevas Das. Oh, like the Mishnah says, She'enu ela k'gayna v'sayin. You're stealing the eye. You're fooling the person. That's what you're not allowed to do. Ein mafachsin lo yesodim. Not allowed to dress up a person. Paint up a person. So don't see what that means. Before Shmi Gemara. Lo yesodim ha'shad ever k'nani yoyim l'mchav. If you want to sell yever k'nani, and he's an old guy with white hair, white beard, you can't dye his hair black, or dye his beard black. As if to say, you're selling a young guy. You can't fool the people. And mafachsin lo yesodim lo yesabemim. You have an alta taita behemah there. It's about to die. You can't sell him. Paint him up a beautiful new behemah. You can't do that. Lo yesakelim. You have a broken old car, so you paint it up now with beautiful silver, looks beautiful, not the droppy, you can't paint it up. You're not fooling the people's neighbors that. It's not tomorrow. My time with the Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? How come Rabbi Yehuda holds good that a chenver, a new storekeeper, can't give out to the kids candies to make them come to the store? He's taking away business from the other people. So why did Rabbanan say it's mutter? The Yomalek, the Rabbanan hold that this storekeeper, the other, he'll say back to the other storekeepers, the Yomalek, Ano mefagino amguzi. I'm giving them nuts. The Yat, if you have something, you have, the Yat, Pogishiski, give them something else. Prunes, Rashi says prunes. Give them prunes teeth. In other words, what do you want from me? I'm giving them candy, you give them something else.